still can't believe that's how we met. You think that's funny? It is funny. Well, I can say with all honesty that I've never dated one of my patients from the Mommy Dom agency. That's against the rules. You know that. But you weren't really a patient, were you? No. You were paid. You came in and you were helping. I know we've talked about this, but let me tell it. It makes me happy to say it out loud. When you came in for my continuous learning, like, they paid you, I got paid. We both got paid for me to look at your cock and touch you. Yes, I am aware that my whole job is to touch men, or sometimes, sometimes it's virtual. Sometimes it is virtual, and I touch them through the phone, through their mind. But yes, I don't even, do we talk about this? When, how did you even get my info? Okay, I suppose, well, nonetheless, whatever it was that you got my info, and all these dates later, I just, it's so crazy that that's how we met. You know, we can't tell people that. I met my girlfriend through a sexual wellness agency, and don't worry, she's not breaking any laws, because it's definitely on the up and up. That's how it is. But enough of that. I was wondering if you might want to make me come maybe a little bit, just a little bit. Get over here. I love grinding against you. Just keep grinding against me with our clothes on. Prime that sexual pump, so to speak. Let our genitals warm and charge against each other. You know, I know I'm a chatty bitch during sex, but I don't know if I ever told you about the time that I fucked that one guy. Yeah, he was super tall, redhead, had some, like, construction job, and I was really surprised to find that he was, uncut, I guess he's natural, whatever word. I know I can say uncircumcised, but it's just, I don't know, sometimes when I say that I kind of get this little weird look on your face that maybe that, okay, I'm probably just being too sensitive, but yeah, you know, that guy, yeah, when he went to fuck me, he was smaller than I expected. Not that I really care, but, he pumped up into me, and he said how good it felt, and I could tell that he came inside me, but, I mean, I don't know if it's super awkward telling you this as you're, you know, grinding your hips against mine, but I gotta be honest, I didn't even really feel him fucking me. Part of me wonders if he was just, like, fucking his own foreskin. Like, I didn't feel the friction. I don't know. Is that a weird story to tell you? I know that's, like, my only other experience with cocks like yours. Yeah. And, I don't know if there's just something about, like, oh, fuck, you're Oh, so Roman. Yeah, you can kiss my tits. Oh, yeah. You're so rough and good with me. But yeah, I don't know. It's almost like a condom. Like, for a woman, as we fuck when a guy has a condom on, it's just, like, it's intimate, of course, and it's, like, literally sex, but there's just something about how that condom, like, feels like it's between us, and it takes away some of that intimacy in a way. Like, do you ever feel like maybe that's how it is kind of like when we fuck, because there is, like, that skin, that so sensitive skin cells between us. Like, I don't know, maybe that's crazy. Hey, so good. Can we try something maybe interesting? Let's take our pants off. Okay. Oh, there it is. Let me grip it. Oh. So much skin. So much skin. Hey, what if we try something new? I read somewhere about how you can take a hair tie and kind of pull the skin back and kind of keep the skin away from the head. I don't know if that's going to be too sensitive for you because, like we talked about, it's almost like my clit, how it's hooded. It's like your cock is hooded. Can we try that and see how that feels? And maybe it will feel like a little closer for us. Okay, here, let's pull back. Okay, here's the hair tie. Okay, does that feel okay? Is it too tight? All right, now just, okay, put your cock at the base of my pussy and I just press inside. Yeah, just keep pulsing like that, just a tip. Oh, just like that. Oh, now can you push inside just a little deeper? Oh. Oh, that feels so close. Wait, look, the hair tie. Falling a little bit. Oh, jeez. I know it's trying something new, but it does feel good. So if we can try to pull the hair back again, the hair tie back, it does feel really good. It feels different than, like, maybe other times. I don't feel like you're fucking your own foreskin. Like that one guy. Our sex has always been kind of chatty. Yeah, keep fucking me. Yeah, move the hair tie. Just roll it back just a little bit again. Yeah, just a little. Yeah, there you go. Hey, did you ever have a conversation with your parents about why they decided not to cut it? I guess she made her own choices. It's kind of a ridiculous question for me to ask. I was just curious if you ever, you know, wish maybe she had done that so you could, you know, feel like other men who are circumcised. Okay, you don't need to be overwhelmed. Feels good. Yeah, I mean, you could just keep doing that like it is. Yeah, touch my clit. Yeah, maybe just hold on for a moment and such a fussy little cock, don't you? Just finger me and rub my clit. I don't know if you're used to so much direct contact with my pussy, with your pulled back skin. It's normal to feel emotional and a bit overwhelmed. Supposedly, evolutionarily, the foreskin only comes back when the male is very ready for sex and at a full throbbing erection. So, when you pull your foreskin back, it makes you feel exposed, like you're being made ready for sex. Maybe it makes you feel a little submissive to me. That's okay. We're just fucking, it's normal. We're just fucking, yeah. I feel the same way when I get really ready for sex. I know I'm ready when my clit's protruding out of my little head. It's ready to be touched and sucked. Is that how your cock is too, baby? Is that how your cock is due for mommy? When I pull your skin back, you know you're ready to come inside me, to thrust into me, to make me feel good. Is that how it is, baby? Is that how it feels? Oh yeah, fuck me some more. Fuck me again. Oh, feel so good. Feel so much better. No, I mean, I didn't, not better, just different. Different. It feels good. I always feel good when you fuck me. Yeah, lift my legs above my head. Oh, pull my legs together. Yeah, like that. Fuck me. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I have your cum all inside me. My dirty, slutty pussy. On my chest, just lay against me. We'll just sit on our juices for a minute. Right? Oh man. Oh, that felt really good. It's kind of fun and new than like our normal thing, right? Just a little bit. Feels so good. I just wanted to say, it's been so good with you. I love the way we feel together. I think I'm really falling for you. What am I kidding? I'm totally in love with you. I don't know if we're... it's not that we're not compatible, baby. It's just... we gotta just try to make sure each other feels as good as possible. And we'll get there. We'll get there. Your hands and your mouth... And when today, pulling that cock back, pulling that skin back, that fussy red in the way of skin, it felt really good. And, like, we can still be really good together. We can. Because you're only part of you is your cock. I mean, just like, only part of me is my pussy. I think my pussy is kind of big and fat and gets in the way, and I even have to hold my pussy lips back when you go down on me. Haven't you noticed that? Otherwise, I feel like you can't get in there and you're suffocating. Yeah, I use both of my hands to hold it back when you lick me. You remember that, don't you? That's what mommy does for you. So you can lick her, right? And so that's what you're gonna do for mommy when you fuck her now. You're gonna hold your skin back sometimes. And you're gonna friction against me. Because that's what lovers do. Let's fall asleep like this. I'm so glad I met you. This is a fantasy post created by, for, and about adults, uploaded to Gone Wild Audio by Vegetable Manager 45. And now, the post audio epilogue you've all been waiting for, all 10 of you. Yeah, this is a very specific commission that I struggled with hard for 2 weeks. Normally, if someone asks me to do a commission, I try to turn it around in like a week. This might even be 3 weeks, let's be honest, but thankfully the requester and I have gone back and forth. I really struggled with this because I've only been with, really honestly one man who had foreskin. And so, I was making stuff up a little bit here and the gist that was asked for by this, this man was that he has a complicated relationship with his foreskin. And let me just pull up his original request without giving out any details. I would never do that for my listeners, but he has been, he said this is fine to discuss a little bit. Okay, here we go. This request number here, and there we are. Okay, so he says, that's a different one. Okay, here we go. I should have been prepared here, guys. I'm so sorry. You don't care that much. But for those of you, for the two of you who do care, this is the 411. Okay. Here's a summary of what I'd like as part two. There is a part one to this, which I will post these together. The audio should be about intercourse and whatever, but he liked the idea of an analogy between female and male genitals, like the discovery of like how the vagina has like folds and so do and insensitivity, and so does the uncircumcised penis. But he liked the idea of like the new and exciting and confusing nature of someone who has really just first experienced like foreskin for the first time. And yeah, just like the idea of it being a little bit like pressure and intimacy related to it. Your managing foreskin during intercourse should be fussy, slightly confusing, slightly annoying, different, pleasurable and fun at times, an uncanny feeling. That sentence right there was the kind of sentence I gleamed onto because I wanted to show the intimacy between these two, but also that like he and she had a complicated relationship with the foreskin. I think that was really what he was looking for. And he gave me the idea of pulling it back with this hair tie, which is the thing he actually does. She rolls the hair tie onto the base of his penis so that the foreskin will be kept out of the way for all the action. And he wanted me to show that it was like kind of slipping on and it was slipping on and off and they were just kind of like figuring it out. I mean, really, it was an exploration of someone's, you know, things they've experienced. So I liked making the audio in that way. But I won't deny that it was the hardest one I've done, not to be topped by a recent one I just got, which I probably, nope, there's no way in hell I'm posting it publicly. It has, we'll call it some things that I wouldn't normally do, but I'm taking as a challenge because I am an artist and I will do it. But yeah, there's no way, fuck, I'm ever going to post this other one here. If you're listening, if you know who you are, you know what's up. Okay, that's really just the background there. I'm sure this is not everyone's thing. That's fine. It wasn't for everyone, but he thought it would be fun if I did post it anyway. So there's the story there. Thanks for listening, and hope you have a good day. Talk to you later.